So he understands, so he says that the Shatamar Medina is Vachas to Ksuvah too, but why does Amon Medina mean not Marvin? It means Tviri.
Why
does it have to be Tviri
and
Haitian? Of course, she's Mordechai. No, but two according to the Mordechai. But here you are doing, so if we had been dealing with the Ksuvah Vigrushe, so then it wouldn't have to be Tviri Bezdin. But we are dealing here, according to the Tisus Reed, with the Ksuvah of Almone, and we pass for like the Grigolian. So that according to the Grigolian, by Almone, the Ksuvah is not literally Gviero, until the Almone makes an official demand in Bezdin. But if she didn't make an official demand in Bezdin, even though she made the demand a thousand times, before the Israel is not literally Bezdin, so then it's not literally Gviero. Right, now we have to understand, anyway, the Rambam applies the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel to Grush. So we have to understand what is the machlekes, according to the Rambam, between Rav and Shmuel. So we have to say, now it's mashma, the Rambam Shikri is like the Rosh and the Tur, that Zofin knew the means, cover his manly part, in other words, he knew his chayim. So the old death, Takofes Chanus debt is paid up, and the new debt is formed. And that new debt is a chiv of Yisraelis. And how is all debt paid? By the Yisraelis, because Yisraelis is also kesef. So you can pay with Yisraelis. Alright, so that's the Shit of the Rambam. It's mashma that is the Rambam. I mean, it's not written in the Rambam, but it's mashma. Now, so how does he explain the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? So it seems that the Rambam, now of course it's based upon guess, I mean, because it's not foolish in the Rambam, how he explains the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So it might be that according to the Rambam, Rav says, maybe some Ksuvah Mishamekes, Rav Oma Mishetivkin Dikiskin. Mishetivkin Dikiskin. Now, so by all, so it seems, according to Rambam, Rav is reference to a grushe. Now, the ksuvah of the grushe is payable as a ksuvah, not as mizegin. A grushe is not entitled to mizegin. So a ksuvah is like what? It's like kakob schalus, like chasoche. By kakob schalus chasoche, so the Mishnah says in so many words, the tzofim knew it enough to make it cancelable by shmita, to make it subject to cancellation by shmita. So why does Rav require here Zokfo and Pogmo? So the answer is this. Hakofes Chanus is given the new reason of. Why? Because Hakofes Chanus, what kind of a chiyuv is it? It's not a chiyuv that originates in Israel. Because you have to pay, if you take somebody else's merchandise, you have to pay. Without the promise. Without the promise, you have to pay for. So the middle is the chayv is not a chayv of Yisraelis. Initially, it's not a chayv of Yisraelis. But if the Ezekiel in your debt, what does it mean in your debt? In other words, there is an agreement between the Bala Hanus and the customer. And the customer says to the Bala Hanus, the $100 that I owe you for merchandise, which was due for merchandise until now, from now on, it should not be due for merchandise. This $100 I pay you. And how do I pay you? Not with cash. I pay you by assuming an obligation for $100. So in other words, so then the chayv of a kofes chanus is converted, is changed into a chayv of Yisraelis. That is all right by the chanus. That is all right by chasochi and by all knosses after Ramad Medin where the chayv exists already. So then there is such an agreement of skipping milve. So then the chayv, the non-Yisraelis chayv, is changed into a Yisrael. Masheikim by Ksuvah. The halacha is that Hakonet Chachomim is true. Ksuvah is by death. So even if the Baal was not Yisrael himself, was not Yisrael himself to give it Ksuvah, to pay Ksuvah to the Yishe, he's still the chayv. It's my death, whether he likes it or not. Even if he says, Bishas Nisoyim, I am not obligating myself to pay you to be stoned. There's a lot, it's my bed. But the halacha is also that he must bring chayim himself. If someone married a woman and he didn't chayim himself with suveh, if he didn't fight with suveh, so it's impossible as news. That's the halacha. So the halacha is that he is mechuyev to write a shtar and be mechayim himself with suveh. Even though he is mechuyev anyway, still the chachomim required him to be mechayim. So in every suveh there is always, at the very outset there is a mischayim. Because if he's not mischayim himself, he doesn't write mitzvahs, and then what is he going to do? Klaniti ishalo mikotach mitzvah, and what is he going to do? So there, the takonis chachomim is that whenever one marries a woman, he must be mischayim, he must execute mitzvah, ishtar mitzvah. But suppose he doesn't execute ishtar mitzvah, he's still not. So then the question arises, why isn't the ksuba subject to cancellation by Shmita? Without skipping the middle of it, it should be subject to cancellation by Shmita. Without skipping the middle of it. Because Bishlay Meyakov's Hanus, Hashochios, according to the Rosh, it's not subject to cancellation by Shmita without skipping the middle of it. Because the Chib does not originate in Israel. But by ksuba, there is always Israel. He's not allowed to live with her if he's not Israel himself. So there is the element of Israel also. So true, there is a Taibed, but besides the Taibed, there is also Yisraelis. So why isn't Iksuve subject to cancellation by Shmita? So the answer is, since the whole reason as to why he is mechuyev to execute Ishtar Ksuve is because there is a Taibed incumbent upon him to pay the Ksuve anyway. So in other words, the Chachomim only obligated him to assume that the chiv of Taibed, which is Mechuyev. So in other words, so the shtar, the Mischayves, is only expressive of the chiv of Taibed. So it's not considered as a new chiv. The Mischayves doesn't create a new chiv. And by Ksuve, it is essentially a chiv of Taibed. Even though every Ksuve, every chiv of Taibed is coupled with the Mischayves and the part of the Baal. But the whole chayv is to reiterate the chayv of my bed. So that's the obligation that the Chachamim impose upon the Baal, to reiterate the chayv of my bed. So in many ways, even after he executes the shtar tzureh, it essentially remains what kind of a chayv? Not a chayv of Yisraelim, a chayv of my bed. Because that's why does he execute the shtar tzureh? Why? He won't take it as tzureh. He wouldn't take it as tzureh. The Chachomim forced him to do it. And if he wouldn't, so then the Rosh Yisrael has news. So in other words, so the shtar tzureh only reiterates the chiv of my ben. So melee, it remains that even after it was executed, and he was mischayev himself, so in essence, it remains a chiv of my ben, not a chiv of his chayev. So, but actually, at the very outset there was Yisraelis. But even though at the very outset it was Yisraelis, but since the Yisraelis is only for the purpose of reiterating the Chiv of Naibezin, so in essence it remains the Chiv of Naibezin, not the Chiv of Yisraelis. So Mele Rav holds that what's there, of what avail is the second Yisraelis? Gabi Yaakov Chanus, and Chasochir, where at the outset it doesn't originate in Israel, there is no Israel. So then, if later on, the Baal Chanus and the customer make an agreement whereby it is changed into a Chayv of Israel, so then it changes into a Chayv of Israel. Masha'i came Gabi Barbik Suve. So the very outset there was Israel. And still, that Israel, the original Israel, didn't change it into a chayv of Israel. It remained what kind of a chayv? The chayv of Taibes. Why? Because the whole reason as to why he executes Ishtar Tzureh is because the Chachomim required him to do it. So mainly it's only to reiterate the chayv of Taibes. So essentially it remained the same. In essence it remained the same. So even though there was Israel in the very outset, so his second Yisraelis doesn't change the picture. Because what Chiddush is there? Yisraelis? There was Yisraelis before too. and still it remained in essence a chivuch by this not an Israelis. So of what avail is the second Israelis? The second Israelis cannot accomplish more than the first Israelis. So that's why Zokfo Veloy Pogmo, Rav says, it's still not subsequent to the Shmigay. Because since at the very outset there was Israelis, and it didn't become a Chiv of Israelis. So in essence it remained a Chiv of Naibezim. So even if they make a new agreement, another Israelis, so it cannot accomplish any more than the first Israelis. Why? Because what does it say? It doesn't tell anything. Before there was also Israel, and still it was the Chiv of Naibezim. Masha'in came if, in addition to the Zofar and Milve, it's also Pogmov. So in other words, so then he paid, let's say, 100 zoos, so the same paid. And I say, I mean the Baal paid, the Baal paid. And then the other 100, the balance, he was mischayed himself, and he was mischayed himself, the other 100, he was mischayed. And with that mischayed for the other 100, He wants to pay the other 100, you see. 100 he paid, he actually paid. The other 100 he also paid. But how that? The first 100 he paid with cash. The second 100 he didn't pay with cash, he paid with his Israelis. So now this second Israelis, it relates only to the balance of the Ksuvah, not to the whole debt of the Ksuvah. So Mele can be converted into a Chivul Israelis. Mashenkin is If the whole Ischaivus relates to the whole Ksuve, and at the very outset there was Ischaivus, so then the second Ischaivus cannot accomplish any more than the first Ischaivus. That's the time of the Rav. Now what is it?
Why is this done by a Chanuch? I mean, when I first buy something on credit, why is it next to the whole? Why is it next to the milk altogether?
It's not a chiv of Yisrael. Suppose you go into a store and the grocery man will not be there, and you make a good package and you pack it up, and then as you walk out you say to the grocery man, I don't intend to pay for it. So you won't have to pay for it. You still have to pay for it. You took his merchandise, you have to pay for it. So he got one of them. Well, of course he was able and he said to have to pay it anyway. Of course, he was able and he said by doing it, but he has to pay for it anyway because he took somebody's merchandise, so he has to pay for it. So he doesn't necessarily originate in his family.
In that case, there's no Mishayim. The person wasn't Mishayim himself to pay, but the halacha is Mishayim to pay.
What is it? And the Kovas Chanut does not originate in Israel. I hear the Sosodish of Chavere, so he has to pay Yodot Achteino. So but he has to pay. But he didn't promise. The Balabai said to him to the payout, who told you to do work for me? Who is interested in that? Still he has to pay for it. So we see that one has to pay for a payout even though he didn't make a promise, even though he had no intention to pay. If he made a promise, then he might is mechuyev to pay the sum that he promised to pay. But the chayv, the obligation of paying for work, for services, does not originate in the promise. In
Israel. So when you buy my
tools, the halacha is that the reason as to why you are mechuyev to pay, because actually milvei is litzoyin mitzvah. Milvei is litzoyin mitzvah. So the halacha is the reason as to why you have to pay is because you promise.
But if you borrow money, you don't promise to pay.
What is that?
If you borrow money,
and
you don't
if you don't, and if you take somebody's money and you say to him, I'm not going to pay it back, then it's ghetto, and then you don't have to pay as the Baal pays. Then you have to pay as the government. So you have to return the same thing, you see. You have to return the same thing. Let's say if somebody goes into a grocery store and he takes merchandise, so even though he says that he doesn't intend to pay, so he's mechuyev to pay for Akov Chanut. He doesn't have to return the merchandise. He has to pay for the merchandise. He's not mechuyev to pay. He's not mechuyev to return the merchandise. Now, if the merchandise is aimed for sale, and if somebody takes it, even though he says at the time when he takes it, I don't intend to pay for it, so he doesn't have to return the merchandise. He has to pay for the merchandise. He has to pay for the merchandise. Mashenkin, if somebody will take from you money, and he'll say to you, I don't want to pay, so then he doesn't have to pay as a balchei, as a lady. He has to return that money. Mamish that money at first. Then he's mechuyev the gavur. But when one takes merchandise from his store, where the merchandise is aimed to be sold, so if he takes it and he says, I don't intend to pay, so then he's mechuyev to pay for the merchandise. He doesn't have to return the same merchandise. He has to pay for the merchandise.
If somebody doesn't give us money, but the other person promised to pay back, he borrowed it.
Well, when he borrows, so that means I promise. I mean, it doesn't make any difference how he talks, whether he talks in English or in Spanish, or he talks, I mean, Burmese. So when someone says to you, lend me money, what does it mean, lend me money? Give me money, I promise I'll pay back. This is what lend me means. But if he says, give me money, I'm not going to pay you back, and the other fellow gives it to him, so that means he gives it to him in matone. So of course he doesn't have to pay him back, because he gave it to him in matone. Yeah?
According to Rambam, there would be a filling between the Tzuva and Taisa Tzuva, because I
mean... One second, let me... I haven't reached that about Taisa Tzuva, about money. Now, so that's Rashi. That's Rashi. So Zokfei Veloi Pogme, according to Rav, so Shmita is not Mishameit. Why? Because his chayves cannot avail us in regard to ksuvah, because in every ksuvah there is his chayves in the reality. And still it remained in essence a chayv of my bezdin, because his chayves was only expressive, was only for the purpose of reiterating the obligation that was incumbent upon him. So, but there is always, at the very outset there is his chayves, and still it remained the chayv of my bezdin. So the second is chayves, for the new agreement, cannot change the picture. One second. Cannot change the picture. So Mele, it still remains, even after the Ezech in the middle way, it still remains a chayv of Ksuve, of Tzaybezdi, not of his chayv. That's the reason as to why Zokfor Veloi Pogmo. Now, and Pogmo Veloi Zokfor, according to the Rav, very poshut as to why Shmita is not a shamit. Because Pogmo Veloi Zokfor means there is no skip in the Milveh. So we just pay part of the Ksuve. So the balance is what kind of a chayv is it? It's still considered as a chayv of my burden. So Shmita is not a shamit. The question is in regard to Shmuel. What's the shita of Shmuel? So in other words, Shmuel is chayv and Rav in two things. First in regard to Zokfor Veloi Pogmo, and then in regard to Pogmo Zokfor. Yes, what is it? What is it? No, the Mishnah doesn't mention Pogmo Garakov Eskanus. All the Mishnah mentions the Shvi is Zokfor. Skip in the middle of it. Only here we find Pogmo. We find Pogmo. Now one second, we'll soon see. I mean, according to Shmuel, so the same thing will probably apply. But we'll soon see what the pshat is in Shmuel.
What is the skipper doing?
Even the later skipper is only a reader. No. According to Rav, so it is the skipper that he accomplishes, that changes the chayv into the chayv of his chayv. That my bezdin in his chayv. But if the skipper is not coupled with pogmo, so then skipper is not chal. Because then it's just semantics, balance. In other words, because originally, what is Kibbutz Milveh? In other words, it says, the chayv that I was mechuyev to you heretofore, which was until now, no, from now on it should be Yischaivus. Why? How should it become Yischaivus from now on? Because I'm Yischaivus myself. This is what the Baal says. But at the very outset he was Yischaivus himself, and still, it continued to be Yischaivus. So how can the second Yischaivus accomplish more than the first Yischaivus? So that's why Zokfo by itself is not effective. But if the Zokfo is coupled with Pogma, so then we say that the Zokfo changes the Saibesdin into its highest. Why? Because we cannot say the first, after all, the first is at the very outset there was its highest. The very outset the highest related to what? To 200 days. Now the highest relates to what? To something new, not to 200 days. To the balance, to 100 days. So Mimele seems the highest relates to just to 100 days, so the highest can be how? Mashenkin, there is no Kime. So in other words, so the highest relates to the same sum that he was Mechuyev until now. So then the second Ischaiwis cannot be accomplished anymore than the first Ischaiwis.
Does the Begimah and the Skibah have to be at the same time?
What is that?
Does the Begimah and the Skibah have to be at the
same time? No, the Skibah has to take place before the Skibah.
Well, let's say the Begimah would be after the Skibah, then Ochi Nami Rav and Zayt.
No, of course not. I mean, the Skibah is not effective unless there is a Begimah that precedes it. Otherwise, the Skibah is too many of an hour.
Why is there two new Ischaiwis?
Why?
You call the same one, why is there two new Ischaiwis?
What's the problem with Simon?
Well, if he pays a part of his payment, earlier he was paid for $200, now he's been paid for $100.
Oh, right.
That's part of the original Ischaiwis.
Yeah, 2 years for Simon Simon, but before, you see, before he didn't owe $100. Before the bar owed $200. $200. So he was with, so yes, for Paul Simon, but it doesn't mean because of yes, for Paul Simon, that he owes $100 and another $100. He owes just $200. Now he's deciding himself to pay her $100, not $200. All right, now that's the pshat in Rav. Now what's the pshat in Shmuel? So Shmuel is chelik and Rav is in regard to two things. First, in regard to Zokfo v'loy Pogmo. So then it's poshet, I mean, then we have no difficulties in understanding Shmuel in regard to Zokfo apophysial loy Pogmo, because he holds true at the very outset, so he was describing himself still it remained essentially a thing of my death. So there it remained, but now that there is a new agreement, it converted into a thing of Ischaiwis. Why? Why is the second Ischaiwis better, according to Shmuel, than the first Ischaiwis? So the answer is this. The first Ischaiwis was made why? Because he wanted voluntarily. Because Takoyot Chachomim, he had to do it. He wouldn't be able to live with her. So maybe the first Ischaiwis, which was done only to comply with Takoyot Chachomim, so that didn't change the nature of the obligation. Because the first Ischaiwis was only made for the purpose of reiterating the Taibet obligation. Mashenkin, this new agreement, no one holds on force him to make this new agreement, so that can change. All right, that's the reason why Shmuel holds just for accomplishment of Pogmo. The question is, why does Shmuel say that Pogmo officially is up for? So I mean, there is no other way of explaining it except, I mean, that's Palabatish, that Shmuel says Pogmo is up for, because if there is now, when someone pays part of the debt, so even though he doesn't say it, he pays, let's say, 100 Jews, the debt is 200, and then he pays 100 Jews. Even though he doesn't say it, what does it mean when someone pays, when the Baal pays 100 Jews of the 200 Jews suit? What does it mean? It means here you have 100, and the rest I'll pay with. So mainly the promise is implicit, even though there is no explicit promise, so it's also like Zokfo v'loy. In other words, because, you see, when a person pays part of the debt, so in other words, so he indicates with his payment, he indicates that he intends to pay the rest. Because if he didn't intend to pay, he wouldn't pay even part. A person who is not interested in paying a debt, he does not pay even part of the debt. So by paying part, he manifested an indication that he is going, he indicated an intention that he is going to pay the rest. So that's considered like an implicit promise. So Pogmo is also considered like Zokfo v'loy. So Mele, it should follow that according to Shmuel, so by Akofes Chanus also. I mean, you asked that question. According to Shmuel, by Akofes Chanus also, if there will be part payment, So Schnitzel bin ich.
The Rabbi mentioned that
there are some salons. He doesn't mention it. Alright, he doesn't mean that it's not like that. Alright, get the Shibitaram. Now, here we go.
You indicated before, trying to talk to Shmuel, that he was told that when the Rabbanan Chalik Hashim and Gamal had only been eaten from the Bechor,
yeah.
But the last line of the Tov Street, the Shmuel Tov, basically, the Chul, basically, the
Chul, Zoya died
before he
was brought
up.
Yeah, what he was brought up.
What's Zoya died? If there's no possibility of getting the Gamal anymore, to surely accept the payment.
If the Mizenis obligation has not terminated through Pogmo, so the Goyedaita is, you couldn't say Galidaita. How Galidaita will it was so? It's not easily going to get.
What's Gilead document? It's a Vada, it's not only Gilead. It's not
no.
An indication.
No.
She can no longer get
Mizonos. No, she can no longer get Mizonos, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she intends to collect it.
Wow.
So he said.
Eventually she intends to collect it.
All right, this is what he says. So it's got, so in other words, that there is a Gilead that she intends to collect it. But the Gilead to collect wouldn't be effective if Al-Tadim, it wouldn't be Nitan legal. So according to Rav, it's Al-Tadim not Nitan legal. So then it doesn't make any difference what the intention is. As long as it's Al-Tadim not Nitan legal. So according to Rav, until she makes an official demand in bed, so then it's not Nitan legal. Even if she says, she could be bed 1,000 times, that she wants to collect the suit. So it's still not completely out of it. But Shmuel holds no. Acceptance of part payment determines the chayv of Mizenis. So it's only a question, is it immediately gobit or not? So he says, there is a good doubt that she is going to collect it. Yes?
Of course the Russian is so, isn't there a fine in the Chiddush government, such as Kriya's man?
Yes.
But how could Shmuel over here say that the Gima alone, even if the Gima can be considered an implicit as chaymus, that there certainly is no Chiddush government?
So according to Shmuel, you don't have to specify a certain zman, because it's implicit. One second, it's implicit. There is a zman, not a specific zman. But when someone pays part of the debt, so what does it mean? Here you have part of the debt, and the rest I'll pay later. It doesn't say, it doesn't specify when later, but there is a promise to pay later. So maybe it's considered like not following you.
What is that? Yeah. Would have followed that according to Shmuel.
That's right. He doesn't have to specify his man. As long as he says, I'll pay later. So it's also like
all the time. So how could Shmuel mention that he has to be Kobayez man? We pass him actually more. So how can he...
That's what it means, Kobayez man. That's what it means. In other words, if he doesn't pay, that's what Kobayez man means. In other words, if he makes a promise to pay it, even he doesn't mention a specific man, but if he says that he's going to pay it later, so that's Kovel Isman. He doesn't say Kovel Isman Yuch. Kovel Isman. Alright now, let's turn to the page. Now we see cases of this territory. Meim Tachsuvim Shamed. Hoyom Abdelvish Peri Kapalti, Naik Suvet Yksuve, Domelishvi, Koshalovi. My year you didn't think it's so very shameless, which is my suvet, it's so very dumb. But with my suvet, typically, do a shameless suvet, we take the needed to have a sort of a back of a canoe. The command of Mr. Shvi is when we shameless on the over. The coach thinks so very taste. They have claimed that the credibility of the polygosom, the over the shameless. So what is it, Mr. Kashi? Now, the more that it's true, it's not 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 true. So Rashi explains there, what does it mean, it's not true, it's not true, it's not true, yours, it's true. So Shmita is not Mishame. So the taste is true, Shmita is not Mishame either. So the taste is true, Shmita is not Mishame either. So this is Rashi against Rashi's Pshat. My year you didn't take it so very much. Mission Mike so very ksuve. Why do we have to resort? That the reason is why this is ksuve is not mishan. Is because my ksuve is ksuve. So it's like my best. In other words, if this is ksuve is not being considered like ksuve itself, so then it would be mishan. But the only reason as to why this is ksuve is not mishan is because it's considered like ksuve itself. The taste is considered like ksuve itself. So he says, so, but according to the Rabbanim of Chavyesi, so all chenis adas and alvoy are not mishamei. All chenis adas and alvoy are not mishamei. So mele, taste is ksuve cannot be mishamei. Because it's not alvoy. So that taste is kashi against us. So then he says, we did have to ask the Rabbi Yisi, the Poli, because of Rabbi Yishami. Rabbi Yisi says, the Skach of Chanus, and Skach Sochi of Yishami, so all Chemes, others now, we are also Yishami. But, Ksuve would not be Yishami. Ksuve not, because Ksuve is my best. So that's why the Baisa says, Tnai Ksuve is Ksuve. In other words, so we did have to say that this Baisa goes only according to Rabbi Yisi. So one of the things says, Hey, the Zemir Levi, the Hodi Kamal Yishvi, Hanish a Pogmo Bizofo, Ksuva Lerat, a Pogmo Bizofo, Yishmur, Shamet is not a case. In other words, so the Pshat in the Brice there in Ksuva, like Ksuva is not as Rashi says, Domo Yishvi, just as Shmite is not, just as Ksuva Shmite is not Mishame, so take the Ksuva Shmite is not Mishame either, no. In order that Shmite should not be Mishame, take the Ksuva, you don't have to resort to the Allah, have the Dino Ksuva. Even if the things to the head didn't have anything of Ksuve. So there it couldn't be Mishame. Why? Because just as a Kof Chanush could be not Mishame, so take the Ksuve is not Mishame. But the writer would say that the things of Ksuve have been like the Ksuve, so it's in regard to the Machlekes of Rav and Shmuel. In other words, just as Rav says that regarding the Ksuve itself will require Pogmo and Zofo, so we got the taste of Ksuve, we also require Pogmo and Zofo. In other words, that the other thing is like the Yaakov Chanus, so all that is needed is what? Is Zofo, that's the Mishnei Shvi. But we got the Ksuve, we need Pogmo and Zofo. So this is what the Bible says, taste of Ksuve is like Ksuve, we need both, Pogmo and Zofo. But if not, the Pshat is not as Rashi explained it. Why couldn't the Pshat be as Rashi explained it? The taste of Ksuve and the din of Ksuve, that's the reason why Shmita is not Mishami. Because even if taste of Ksuve is not as the same din as Ksuve itself, so it still Shmita wouldn't be Mishami. Now, let's understand Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat is very good. Why couldn't the Pshat be as Rashi explained it? The taste of Ksuve and the din of Ksuve, that's the reason why Shmita is not Mishami. Because even if the taste of Ksuve is not as the same din as Ksuve itself, so it still Shmita wouldn't be Mishami. Now, let's understand Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat is very good. According to the chicken. That there are three shittes in Shmita. One shitta is the shitta of the Mordechai. One shitta is the shitta of the Mordechai. That all chayim are subject to the Torah. Whether it's alvoy or not alvoy, whether it's chayim or not chayim, all chayim, it is mishami. But Kofet Chanus ordinarily is not mishami because it's not even resolved yet. Because the practice was that the grocery man didn't have any intention to charge the customer and to collect from the customer until a certain sum of the money. So because it wasn't immediately gone, but as far as the essence of the debt is concerned, there is no distinction between one kind of debt and the other. There's a bit of the money. Then there's a bit of the two and the horse. No, there is only a chayv of the tithe is in time, not any other. And then I mentioned take the shit that is that not higher, that how good, not as high. Now, I said, where did I see a mean that says to that thing? She said, we see it in this face. Because Rashi explains my Suviti Suve, takes this Suve is the same deal logic to itself. Why do we get Suve? In other words, what does it mean? What's the whole aloha of take Suviti Suve? In other words, Suve, we know it's my Suve. It's my Suve. Because Suve is Yehuya, even if you, possessed, you will say, I don't want to pay any Suve, he's still Yehuya. And even if you will not execute, he starts Suve. So he's still Yehuya. So that's my Suve, that's an obligation. That's it. That is imposed by Bez Lepan, by the Chachom Lepan, or by the Torah, from Hashim Amriel, or to the right. So that's the Tzitzit Suve. So the Shaili is, how about the Tzitzit Suve? Tzitzit Suve certainly is not obligatory without his consent, only if he misheil himself to pay, let's say, instead of 200 Jews to the Inche, to pay, let's say, 1,000. So there is the Tzitzit Suve. So then we could say Tzitzit Suve is last Tzitzit. Now if we say the Tzitzit Suve is last Tzitzit, so what's the nature of the Tzitzit Suve? What is it? An ordinary Chayim. What difference does it make? If we say the Tzitzit Suve is last Tzitzit, so then Tzitzit Suve is what? Is it plain Chayim? Does it make any difference whether one is Chayim to a stranger or is Chayim himself to his own wife? So we say Chayim like any other Chayim. One can be Mishayim with the star, one can be Mishayim himself to any person. Hanege to Yisho, the Yis no imo, Lord in his Gito. So he's Mishayim to give Mishayim to your Abbas. Because he was Mishayim. So if he's Mishayim, it takes to the 1,000 Jews instead of 200 Jews. So then it's Mishayim. If we say, take it to the last Mishayim. If we say, take it to the Mishayim. Then the halacha is, that the Tzitzit Suve also becomes incorporated into the Suve. In other words, the Chachomim were Mechayev, that when one is Leisei and Misho, he is Mechuyev to pay a Suve. He becomes Mechuyev Suve. To what extent? So there is a minimum of 200 Jews, whether he agreed or he didn't agree. So that's the minimum. But 200 Jews is only the minimum. But if he accepted more, if he agreed to pay more than 200 Jews, then the more, the excess, is also incorporated into the Tzitzit. Also in the Chiyuv Chachomim that was imposed upon him. So if we say, so that means when the Chachomim imposed an obligation upon the Baal of the Tzitzit, they only imposed an obligation of 200 Jews. That's all. Anymore. So that's an ordinary Yishayet. So it has to be treated from the point of view of Yishayet of Tzitzit Suve. If we say Tzitzit Suve, then the Tachonet Chachomim was, the Chachomim imposed upon the husband to pay not just 200 Jews, to pay Suve. How much is the Suve? So there is a minimum of 200. And but he agreed more, so then the whole Suve is incumbent upon him, mitzad my bed. That's the pshat of my Suvitic Suve Dome, which means, from the name of to Rashi, it's very good. He says, the Brisa says, the Shmita is not Mishame, the Tzitzit Suve. Why is it Mishame Tzitzit Suve? Because Rashi can agree with the Shita of the Sufa. That Shmita is only Mishami Yechei, which originates in Yisrael. Now how about, let's say, Yisrael is not originating in our boy? Let's say, Chayron Lachmone Bishtar, where someone executes Yishtar Yisrael. Yishtar Yisrael. So that's also Yishtar Yechei of Yisrael. So Shmita should be Mishami Yisrael, according to the Tur and the Rosh. And according to Rashi. So Shmita should be Misham. Shmita should be Misham. But Meila Tzitzit Suve, if Tzitzit Suve is not Tzitzit. So that means Tzitzit Suve was not incorporated by the Chachomim into the Tzitzit. Tzitzit Suve is just an ordinary Tzitzit. The Chachomim only imposed upon the Baal a Chayv of 200 Jews. Any more, if he wants, he can do it. It's just as he can do it to anybody else. So he can misheil himself to his own wife, but it's not to be incorporated into the soup. So maybe what kind of a chayv is it? An ordinary chayv. some mirrors, it should be subject to cancellation by Shulis. But his bride says, no, take this Tzuvah to Tzuvah. When the Chachamim imposed the Chachamim of the Tzuvah, they didn't limit this Naivism, this obligation just to one of the They imposed upon the Baal a Chachamim of the Tzuvah. How much is the Tzuvah? So the Tzuvah can vary. It has a minimum of 200, but it can be more. And depending upon the Baal's agreement, if the Baal agreed for more, so then that is the Chachamim of my bed. Some name is the Chachamim of my bed. So even though it originated in Ischaiyas, but through the Ischaiyas of more than 200 roots, so that my bed in Chachamim became for more than 200 roots. So in the middle, it's not subject to cancellation by Shulis. That's the Pshat, according to Rashi. So there is nothing difficult in that. So why the Tzitzit says? Apparently, the Tzitzit says that another Pshat. The reason is why Yaakov Chanus and Eschar Sofer, so Shmiti is not Mishami according to Rabbanon Kadeisi, is not because Shmiti is Mishami is only a favor of Israel. No. Shmiti, according to Rabbanon Kadeisi, at all. Where do we have the din of Shmiti? In the Parashin Rei. The Parashin Rei deals with our voice. So in other words, the din of Shmita applies to our voice, not in Chayim. And let's say if someone will be Chayim himself through Chayim and Yochmon and Bishtah, so then Shmita will not be Mishamed that he comes out. Our voice, Shmita is Mishamed our voice, nothing else, but our voice. So Mila Kofet Chanun and Chatzokhe, Shmita is not Mishamed because it's not our voice. It's not our voice. So then, Minitzuve is not Mishamei because it's not Alvoye. And Minitzuve is not Alvoye either, it is Chayei. So then the question arises, so why does the Bible say, Minitzuve is Mitzuve, Dom Elishmi? That's the reason as to why Shmita is not Mishamei. No! Even if it hadn't been treated like Mitzuve itself. But it's not a Chayei Alvoye. So Minitzuve shouldn't be Mishamei. That's why they said it's false, because that's put it a different way. Now, so then the question arises. So in other words, according to the text, the halacha is that Shmita is Mishamei is only a chayv of our voice, not any chayv other than our voice, even though it's a chayv of Yisrael. Shmita is not Mishamei. So then the question arises, Monashech, is the whole Yerach HaKosek of Shmita, the parash of Shmita, is limited only to our voice? So why do the Mishnah Shmini say, HaKofet Chanuz, HaSokhir, Shmini is not Mishamei, the Zokhri all of the Milveh, so Shmini is Mishamei. How can the Skid of the Milveh change it into Avoye? So there was no Avoye. So according to the Pesach, the Pshat in Zokhri of the Milveh is, now what does it mean Zokhri of the Milveh? Well, actually it's the same kind of agreement as according to the Rosh in the Tur, and the Korn Terash. In other words, Zokhri Milveh means, let's say, the Barabbayis owes the payout, let's say, $100 for the services rendered to the Barabbayis. So the Barabbayis says to the payout, now I owe you $100. So according to the Rosh in the Tur and Rashi, it means the agreement is formulated in the following way. According to the Rosh in the Tur and Rashi, I owe you $100. Now I'm ready to pay you the $100. Now, here I pay you, I give you a promise to pay $100. In other words, so the old debt of $100 is paid and the new debt is formed. That's the formulation of Stephen Milveh according to the Rosh in the Tur and Rashi. According to Tesis, so in practice it's very similar, but it's formulated differently. Now the din is something else. Now, so the Baal HaBayis owes $100 to the payout for the services rendered to him. So the Baal HaBayis says to him, now, I owe you, or the payout, says to the Baal HaBayis, now you owe me $100. You owe me $100. So you know what? I'm ready to be meichel with $100. If you promise, you assume a new obligation for $100. So I'm ready to be meichel you, that $100. The old debt of the $100, I meichel you. But, and in return for my mechile, the payoff is about value. And the return in consideration for my Mechile, I want you to be Mitzchayev yourself for a new $100. So then it's considered like a new Alvoy. Why? Now we see the Lechitas Rambam, the Gemara says in Lushin that I'm cutting the middle vein in Kodesh. I'm cutting the middle vein in Kodesh. In other words, if let's say the Yishe borrowed, let's say, $100 from the bar. Yishe borrowed $100 from the bar. So Yishe is required to pay $100 to the bar. So the bar says to Yishe, now you have to pay me $100. You know what? I will make you the $100. But with my Mechile, I want you to become a Kodesh to me. So that's I'm telling you, Milve is Kodesh. Why? Because Milve is so easy. Because that $100 the bar gave to the Yishe, let's say, a month ago, so that she was killed a month ago. So now he doesn't give her anything. He's only Mechel, so he doesn't give her any chest. So that's why she's not here. So over the same hole with the same thing, and then there I have from the morning second period conclusion to that effect, that the same aloha applies to Mechel also. Just as I'm cutting the building then could have said, so then Mechel, but the culture is meeting the chest, so Karti could not be mixed with the mule. Karti could not be mixed with the mule. Let's say the Levi owned the Sode, the Levi, let's say, Ruben owed the $100, let's say, to Shimon. He borrowed the $100 from Shimon. And Ruben owes. So Ruben owes the $100 to Shimon, but Ruben owns the Sode, which is also worth the $100. So suppose Ruben will say to Shimon. Now, or Shimon will say to Ruben, now you owe me $100, you know what? Let the Sode that you own, let it be given to me. Why don't you transfer to me the Sode that you own, which is worth $100? And if you transfer to me the Sode that you own, worth $100, then I'll be able to you the $100 that you own. This is what Shimon says to Ruben. So, according to all the Shemin, so it's not common because just that I'm coming new way into the Shem, so I'm here, so that I'm here. Also, I'm here, no, I'm here. For the same reason, because new way is so in it, no. So, anyway, he cannot be king. So, he cannot serve as a king. The Rambam Shita, however, is not like that. The Shita of the Rambam means that I'm coming new way into the Shem. But, Hamich, so did the Milve, so did the Milve. So did the Milve. That's the Shita Saram. Now, Zayin Luchat Mechira Aloch Adala Mi Shehoyo Lecheir Eto Chavaya V'yom Alek Mechir Lechote Shal Yayin Lecheir Sheish Lech Lecho V'rotsa Amechir Harei Zeki Mishenosan Adon Na. So if it's all Lecheir with the Milve, in other words, the Mechir, the in other words, the Lecheach, the one who has to pay the money, he was the Malach. And the Meche here, and the Levi was the Meche. So the Malve, who was able to collect a certain debt from the Levi, so he was Meche, and in return for that Mechile, so the Levi sold the Chefet to the Malve. So then, it's Harim the Kimishnos Adol Nato, the Chol Achizah Bim Kamu Shepoah, because it's Adol Taltolim. So Kesef is not a key in Gomu, it's only effective with Amishakor. Lifichoch, but Gabikarka, Kesef is a key in Gomu. Lifichoch, in Mochale Karka, the Hede, a Nechot Mehem Yochel Arzabe, the Achal Pishe Moyi Tamil Venitsui, Bisha Hamech. So Omar Abraham, the Yidai to the Lord Moshe, and who's for giving Kulam Minu Velutsoy, and it's not very much in the last month's quarrel. The Yoach Aminu Midush, and he's on the Mechas of the King, and he knew Velutsoy, and he's on the Mechas. All right. So the Reile is Masi, and the Gemore, in the second period condition is like the Reile. All right, so the Rambam, the Rambam has his own way of explaining the Gemore in the second period. Anyway, she gets the Rambam in, that by Mechire, how boy is considered like Kesef Kinyan, and one can become there with the milk. Only by Kush, you will be not there. Rambam verkehren noch ein bisschen auch hier drin. Hamikadisch bin mir weh, in höchster Bestar, wenn du gehst. Keta, die jenische Heuro jetzt wo kein Binnen. Na, du wolltest hier auch hin in Binnen. Sie baut von mir in Binnen. Sie hätte return it to him. Wie immer, wo Harry hat die Gerechen für die Binnen, für die Jörg Kopf. So ich hätte nur, du auch in Binnen, you know what? If you agree to become a Gerechen, you get Binnen, so I'm mich und wieder Binnen. Einem Gerechen. So der Rambam sagt, מפני שהמיל ולצוי ניתנו, ואין כאן שום דובו קיום, ולאונס בימייתו, שכבור הציעו איסי דיניה, ויוברו ענו. וראש הרמב״ם מייז, אבל בקוז בנכר, מיל ואיסקי, או מבלגיש מה, שזה הרמב״ם אקספלין דווי, בקוז מיל ולצוי ניתנו אותו, שכנת אלה לא יפה וזה דיניה. שלומי לא שיזנת מקדש, שיזנת מקדש את מדרעי. So what the chat? Now, if by Mechira it's we see that Milve is also considered as Kesef Kinyan. So why by Dushin Atzul Ad Mulin explained it? Because the Shita Rambam means that by Dushin there is a special aloche. It's not just that we require Kesef. There has to be Anoim. Now, Matonah Matahauser, why Dushin is not the Gresheth with the Rai? Take the Shita is that Matonah Matahauser and the Gresheth is only the Rabbonah. Because there is Deiran Shum Chlip. But with right hand is the bow, the Dinyar Omrach Laharz here, so she is in Kodesh. Because Matalam Laharz here is considered Matalam Igmur. But she is a Rambam, he is Matalam Laharz here, so by Mechir it's good. Let's say, if you buy a piece of land and you give a dinner, a protein, Omrach Laharz here, so the Mechir is higher. But by Tushna, right, again the Rambam said that. Because by Tushna she must be able to have a noise from the Kesef she received. And this is Matomat Laharazer, she cannot have any alloy. So there is a special aloche. By the bush, and besides Kesef, there has to be alloy of Kesef. And this was saying she is the issue with this Kesef, but there is no, she is not able to derive any alloy from the Kesef, so then, the bush is not a Kesef. So that's all the aloche in the Kesef Kinyan of bush, but it's not the aloche in the Kesef Kinyan of other Kinyan, that's in Bekakoyet and so on. So the Rambam says, here also the Rambam is Yerushalayim, Shari, you will show him it now. Vein should come shum dova kaim lehem is boi me'ato. In other words, so the element of Anoyes Kesef is lacking. So we see that according to the Rambam, Milve is considered as Kesef. It can even serve as Kesef here. That's according to the Rambam. According to the Raide Tetzes, he says that it cannot serve as Kesef here, so it doesn't mean that Milve is not Kesef. It cannot serve as Kesef here. It's kind of saying the Kesef Kinyan. The same way as we said that he's private, so according to the Rav, he cannot be established in Mishe with his private. He cannot be making his other with his private. He cannot be making his other with his private. Not that his private is not Kesef. If Shtachim the Achir is Kesef, and you can be established in Mishe, so why should you? Your own private is also the same time as Shibuya. So what do you say? Because in order to Kesef Kinyan, you must give the Kesef, you must give the Kesef. So Shtachim Dachim, then you give him the Shibudim. In other words, the Shibudim that I own, so I give it away to him. Then it can serve as Kesef Kinyan. Mashiach by your own Yitzchayim, when you are Yitzchayim yourself, the Isha, to become a Chuyah Beginner to her, so you don't give her any Kesef that you own. So Mela, he cannot serve it to the Kinyan. But not that it's not Kesef. He cannot serve it to the Kinyan. So the same thing is true with Adam Yuvay. The Rambam, of course, holds that Yuvay is Kesef. He can even serve it to the Kinyan by the Kinyan. Only by Vishnu cannot serve it to the Kinyan. But even the Rishenim were Achilik and the Rambam, so it's not that they hold Yuvay is no Kesef. Yuvay is Kesef. Yuvay is Kesef. But it cannot serve it to the Kinyan. Because Yuvay is so unique, no. So you must give a kesef. Now, if the malve of the isha, the malve of the dinner, says to the isha, now you bow for me a dinner. Now I'm giving you away that dinner. That dinner she was getting a long time ago. So what does it mean, give away? It's meichorah. So too, it's kesef. God, he doesn't give her any kesef that he owns. So, or gab michile. So let's say, so the malve of the dinner, so who wants to buy his soda from the lady? So he doesn't give her any kesef that he owns. So maybe he cannot serve it to the Kinyan, but not that it's no kesef. So in other words, all the Shanim will agree that Milveh, even those who are Chilik and Rambam, they will agree that Milveh is kesef. But he cannot serve it to the Kinyan, according to Rambam, can even serve it to the Kinyan. So maybe if Milveh is kesef, so maybe according to the reason is why it's up for the Milveh. So it's Shmiti Mishamete, state the Shmiti, that Shmiti is only Misham in the Chayv of Alvoye, not that they have a Chayv. Not the Chayv of the Chayvet, if it's not Alvoye, so Shmiti is not Misham. Now what does Alvoye mean? Why that's Alvoye? Because it's not the parasha of Shmiti, it deals with Alvoye. The Torah mentions, spells out Alvoye. So Shmiti is only Misham in Alvoye. What does Alvoye mean? Alvoye means the Chayvet in consideration for Matmoy. That's what Alvoye means. Of course, every Alvoye has the element of his Chayre. But it's not his Chayre just like that. It's not his Chayre without any Matmoy. It is Chayre that is based upon Matmoy. In other words, when I borrow money from somebody, what does it mean? He gives me $100 as a Matmoy. So, in consideration for that $100, I promise to pay. So in other words, it is Chayre that is based upon Matmoy is upon Kesef. There could be Chayvet that is not based upon Matmoy. Let's say Chayvet Lachmoy Mishtar, if somebody executes Mishtar is Chayvet. So it's only Chayvet is Chayvet, but it's not based upon Matmoy. So that's not Alvoy. What is Alvoy? It is Chayvet that is based upon Matmoy. So Akot HaTamuz is Chastok here. So Shmite is not Mishamei. So Shmite is not Mishamei. So Mimele, Shmita is not Mishamei. But Izokhto, why? Because that's a little long way. But Izokhto Yolo Zinuve. Izokhto Yolo Zinuve. So what does Izokhto Zinuve mean? In other words, the grocer then says to the customer, now the 100 zoos that you owe me for the merchandise, so, or rather, the customer, the gozer, and since the customer, the 100 zoos that you owe me for the merchandise, so I make of you. If you will promise to be mischayev yourself in return for that mechila. Now, mechila is kesef. So I'm going to give him 100 zoos. And in return, in consideration for that mechila, which is kesef, 100 zoos kesef, So the customer promises to pay. So it's like taking the $100 from the grocery man and promising him to pay $100 in return. So it's promise shall go. So it's similar to the shot of the Rosh in the tour, but it's the one that is different. So that way, and then then the shot in Rav and Shmuel would be the same as we said in the Rambam. So that's the shite. That's the shita of the case.
Once again, that he says that
the one... Because it's also, according to cases, it's also Yisraeli, you see. But whereas according to the Rosh and the Tur. So he says, with the Yisraeli, he pays up the old debt. And the Mele, a new debt of Yisraeli is formed, according to Teisve. So he's Mecho, and he's Yisraeli himself, in return for the Tehillah, so it's a new Alvoye. All right. Now, in this class of people, Knaas will meet the Shem Rabbis, and let's deal with Knaas, call it Knaas. I will be in this, you should be vicious of God. All right. Now, Omar Shmuel, Ksuva ke maite bezin dami, ma maite bezin, nichtobin b'yein v'nechtobin b'laylo, af Ksuva nichtobin b'yein v'nechtobin b'laylo. So what does it mean? Ke maite bezin dami, it's not bezin. Ma maite bezin chiyu v'mishim psagzi, v'ya afo gav ha'olim, hiu kachin shom agdom, ונכתוב ביין ונכתוב בלילו, אך סובה משעשיזה דמיך נשאו לחוק, וצירו חכון עשו, חיו שיבודת, אף אגב ולא יחתי. סורה שיבודאית, אך סובה משעשיזה דמיך נשאו לחוק, וצירו חכון עשו. In other words, you don't mean, let's say, by the Ksuvahs of today, where the Ksuvah is written before the Chuppah, before the Gushin, before everything. They only mean say that, that the Shibud begins when the Ksuvah is written, because how could it today, I mean, when the practice is that the Ksuvah is written before the Chuppah is played, and before the Chuppah is played means before the Gushin, before everything. So how could the Shibud commence when he's the Kono and she's the Tnuya, and we nothing to place already? So the Shibud couldn't begin, but it means like in those days, when the Ksuvah was written, let's say, the Gushin took place before, and then the Nisuin took place. So Mimele, Mishaz the Ksuvah, so the Shibud began. So Mimele, so it's Nichta Vyeni, Vinechta Malayro, so it's not consistent. So Mama is the best from the Malayro, so it's not consistent. Why? Because it's not considered as a Mugdan. It's not considered as a Mugdan. Why is it considered as a Mugdan? Because it has a call. So Mimele, call the Shibud really begin from the time that the Ksuvah was in. And it has a call. So Mimele, it's not a Mugdan. Because what is this man? It was this man is mentioned all of it. And the agent signed it. And the agent signed it. Basically, Malayo. So it's not Mugdan. When is it Mugdan? In the view of the Shtari. Let's say, if the Shtari is Mivare, that the kingdom began when? That the kingdom began Aubinism. When in fact, the kingdom began Aubinism. So then it would be Mugdan. But here in this case, since it has a call, so maybe the Shibud begins as a Aubinism. As a Aubinism. So, and what is the Shtar Mivare? The Shtar says when it was produced before Basin. So Basin will not know that it was Nechtam Malaya. So Basin will think that what? It was Nechtam Aubinism. But it doesn't make any difference. In other words, the Shtar will be Mivare that the kingdom began Aubinism. And actually it did begin Aubinism. So it's not enough. So what is the Rabbi Barav, Yichtri Yengis, the Malaylo, have a Rabotam, the Roma, the Lomi, the Lomi, the Kish, the Lomi, 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 no, it's no Raya that Rav is with the Shmuel. Maybe Rav is not with the Shmuel. But they always were that Sukkim, they see me in Habe. The Tanya, Omar, the Lomi, 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 the What does it mean, Asukim Beitinien? Asukim Beitinien. Well, I mean, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Tzorek's memory. Lo Yishonu Tishin Asukim Beitinien, but Asukim Beitinien was not. So Rashi says, Lo Yishonu Asukim Beitinien, Ha'am Yisrili Achsilem, but Lo Yishonu Tishin Asukim Beitinien. So Rashi says, in the regard to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Tzorek's memory, Lo Yishonu, that it is left on Tishoros, Tishoros Tishoros. Rashi doesn't apply it again. He applies it to Tishoros Tishoros. Lo Yishonu Tishoros, and it's from the union of some of the Lailah Tzorek. So that is only if it's not a Sukkim Beitinien. Ah, well, a Sukkim Beitinien, he's a shade, he's a morning lachting, Elo Shebao Kochom, he's in the hamkin, as he's a time as he's in the star, after that he's family, he's in the root, he's kosher. Shall he just see the name in Israel called? So according to Rashi, this is reference Gafke to short stories, but not to Gehet, because Gehet and the Amen of the Shein, the Rambam is also like that. The Rambam says in so many words, the Rosh mentions the Rambam, and he's mashed on the Rambam. The Rambam should be that by this, he's nicht on the way, he's not 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 on the way. Why? So, now the Rosh is mashed. on the Rambam. The Rosh the Rambam, the Talmud of Gerushin, Kosav, the paragraph Zion. The Rambam, the Talmud of Gerushin, Kosav, because you can be in the Bible, Poslav, how to can be in it. We miss the house. So he says, So the Kognitano says, the Nirasha Rambam is for a start of the Kognitano. Everybody says the same thing. The Nirasha Rambam, because we know the same thing. The Nirasha Rambam is for a, the Rebbe's of a Rhapsodic, we call it Yetel Ashtor, who is the Pierce Rashi, we should be stored as the Kole Talmud. Given them the money marketing, if we call it Kiruchot, Abu Gabi Gelbi Kilomecha, Tishim Batachete. Now, of course, he says Mesh Batachete, because the Rambam passed us like a Becher. So, Hashinom Shem Shem Yilchatea, Zun, Zeytie, and Gam, Lepere, the Kilometer. Now, there is a comment of Ishwakimish, so the time is of Terehish, so it's all proposed. So, in other words, so the comment of the Rambam, this whole memory of Rabbi Zvarab Sodek applies only to Shav Torek, but not to get. However, the Rosh is Terehish, and takes this that he's dying on the Dalek also, also says in the Digur HaMaskel, this book is on the Shekeres, so he says also,